Joining us at this time, we have John Ross, who is the Emergency Management Director for Fond du Lac County. John, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Now, I understand that September is National Preparedness Month, and maybe you have some suggestions for us on how we do that. But first off, why is September Preparedness Month?
A lot of it comes out of the events of 2001. And a realization that we all need to do our part to help make our not only our homes but our communities more resilient and able to respond with and get through disaster situations. So it's a nationally organized campaign. The Fond du Lac County Board of Supervisors actually supported a proclamation made by the county executive and the county board chair, declaring September's Preparedness Month in Fond du Lac County, which is greatly appreciated. It all comes together to show the importance of the things that we can do to help out.
All right. Well, let's hear about some of those things that we can do. I guess making a plan is one of them.
That's correct. Making a plan is one of them. And think about the hazards that are more likely than others to impact your home or your community. And start your focus there, but take an approach that, you know, it could handle anything that would happen. But talk with the members of your household, talk with your family, and say, hey, you know, have a plan for what you're going to do. If something happens in the home, such as a fire, where are your escape routes? Where are you going to meet up outside to make sure everybody's safe? Or perhaps in the event of a disaster where maybe your members of your household can't get home, having a point to check in with, maybe out of town to avoid potential phone issues, that everyone knows so that they can call and again, verify that everybody's okay. Having those plans, you know, that communication plan, listing all the important critical phone numbers that you need. There's templates available for that if you want, or you could type up a list of those names and numbers. But having that plan and practicing that plan can go a long ways when the bad day happens.
All right. You also suggest making a kit.
Yes, correct. That is something that everyone should consider in their homes. These kits don't have to be budget busters, but think about a three-day supply of those essential things that you would need in the event there was a disaster that impacted the community and perhaps you lost utilities such as electricity or natural gas service, or the standard recommendation is usually to consider 1 gallon of water per day for 3 days for each person in the household to use for drinking and for cooking. Non-perishable food items, stuff that doesn't need to be either heated up or kept refrigerated or frozen. Some of these energy bars, non-perishable items like that are always good. And then things like flashlights, portable radios, so you can get information from your local radio stations that comes from emergency responders and governmental agencies, and make sure they have good batteries. One of the things that I always try to do is every spring and fall with the time change, you know, they always say to check your smoke detectors and check your carbon monoxide detectors, and to me that makes sense to be a good time to check your kit. But make that kit specific to your household needs. So if you have somebody with perhaps special dietary considerations, or you have infants in the home, you may need things like formula and diapers, wipes, and don't forget about the pets. You know, you want to make sure you have food for them and water for them to drink, and just kind of make it fit your home. And like I said, it doesn't have to be a budget buster, but it's definitely something that can be very important. And then, not that we want to think about winter, but, you know, having a kit in your car is always a good idea. And in the wintertime, you want to make sure you include things like jumper cables, some blankets or extra warm clothing, a shovel, things like that.
Okay. And the other important thing is to stay informed during this type of disaster or emergency.
That is a huge piece. That is a very important part of the effort. Being informed, We always recommend having multiple sources for emergency alerts and information. In Wisconsin, you know, we can see all different types of weather in the spring and summer and fall and winter, but sometimes you get those late night storms, so having something that would wake you up if you were in bed is a good idea. The NOAA All Hazards Radios are an excellent tool to have in the home. You can program them to be specific as to which counties you want to receive alerts from. They have a nice loud tone. So if you are in bed, if you're sleeping, it would hopefully wake you up. You can see they will have a digital display as well as an audio message. Cell phone apps. Fond du Lac County has Smart 911 as a cell phone app that they use where you can register your home. And if you have someone with special health needs or something in there, you can include that information if you choose to. But you can also opt in for emergency alerting, and then you will get those messages via your cell phone as well. Local TV and radio is a huge partner in alerting. So when the weather's bad, you know, maybe turn off the cable TV and tune to a local station, or take your radio off of the satellite mode and go to a local station so you can get some of those alerts and emergency information there. Those are all good sources of places to go to get the information you need. One thing on cell phones, and every phone and is different, but check your phone because there is wireless emergency alerts that are available for cell phones that you'll receive the warning wherever you are if you're in range within one of the towers that's pinged by the system when an alert's issued. But sometimes that's an option that you have to turn on or enable. Sometimes it's not automatically on your cell phone, so you might want to check in the settings and look at wireless emergency alerts. And again, pick the source that works for you. Outdoor sirens are nice if you're outside and you're in proximity to them, but don't rely on them to warn you indoors or if you live a ways away from them. You know, they might not even carry, depending on weather conditions, the sound might not carry as far as it would on a clear, calm day. So again, make the decisions for the tools that work best for you and have multiple ways to get that information.
Okay. All good suggestions, John. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, you're very welcome. And Fond du Lac County Emergency Management is partnering with the County Health Department here in Fond du Lac. We're doing a lot of outreach this month and for Preparedness Month. You can follow either one of us on our Facebook pages, and we'll have some tips and things to share regarding preparedness all month long on those pages. So stay informed, have a kit, make a plan. That's the best advice we can give, and hopefully it will make it much easier for you to deal with a disaster should it occur.
We've been talking with John Ross, who is the Emergency Management Director for Fond du Lac County.